Good morning. It was David the psalmist who said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. It's always a joy to come together as believers, come together as a church to worship God, to pray, and to minister to one another. Shall we open with a word of prayer? Our Father, our God, thank you for enabling us to come together as a church, to come together as your children, to come together as your body, to minister to you, to be ministered to by you, and to minister to one another, to strengthen one another, to be a blessing to each other. We ask you, Father, that as we begin the service today, your Spirit will be here. And that your Spirit will move and your Spirit will do that which only you can do in our lives. We ask you for your grace in the worship, for your grace in the sharing of the word, and in everything that we do. Let it be for your glory. Lord, for those who are here in person and those who are participating through the online facility, we know, Father, that there is no distance with you. You are everywhere and you are with everyone. And this we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Those who are online, do remember that John is manning the facility, and we can get that feedback if you've got any feedback, if you type up anything that you know, any observations or anything you wish to pass over, do go ahead. Your message will be read and your comments will be seen. It's helpful. People have sent in emails and they've sent in messages, which is very helpful because it sort of helps us to make sure that people receive the service in the right sort of way. Our first song today is We Want to See Jesus Lifted High. Now, one of the joys of the online facility is that those at home are able to sing along, but here we won't be able to sing. So those at home, feel free to sing along, bellow it out. But here, probably we could, it's a song with actions, isn't it? We could stand up and do a bit of actions. We want to see Jesus lifted up, a banner that flies across the nation and so on. Those who can, if we can do that, that would enhance our praise, I think. So shall we bring that song up? We want to see Jesus lifted high. It's Louise that played it for us on the piano. So if we join together, if you can, if we stand, if we can, and we worship God in that song. Thank you. can take our seats. Thank you so much. We want to see Jesus lifted high, despite what happens around us, in spite of it all. Jesus lifted high. We're going to have the notices. Now, Pam is going to come forward and give us the notices. Pam.
Good morning, everyone. Just a few notices this morning. First of all, a reminder regarding our recorded services. Our full services will be online for 2 weeks via the website and YouTube to allow people to catch up, and then it will be edited so that only the sermon will be available for future reference. And this is mainly because of any personal prayers or details that are not public, so they're not publicly available indefinitely. If you have any queries regarding this, don't speak to me. Speak to Louise. If you think it should be left up longer, for instance. Maureen and I have become prayer partners, and we meet over the phone at 8:30 on a Wednesday morning. And what has come out of that prayer time this week is that we felt, wouldn't it be great if at 7 p.m. every Wednesday evening, everyone who attends Shotgate Baptist Church were to stop what they're doing and just for a few minutes pray specifically for the coronavirus. Because we don't have communal prayers at the moment, that is a way of doing it. So we're actually apart, but we'll be together. So the sort of thing you probably would know anyway, for wisdom for the government, for a vaccine to be perfected and available, for those infected by the virus, for families that have lost loved ones due to COVID-19, for those whose businesses or jobs are in jeopardy, for our community here, for Shotgate Baptist Church, and for people to turn to Jesus in their time of need. So put a reminder on your phone if you're able to do that. That will ping at 7:30 on a Wednesday evening and jog your memory. Or put a note on your fridge. And I will send you emails. You can guarantee it, just to remind you. Because we think it is something so simple, but it's so powerful to be able to pray together in that way. Is that something, could you just raise your hand if it's something that you feel you could do? Thank you, that's great, that's really great. And I think we'll just feel like as a community we are doing something together. Just a reminder, we're having communion here on the 8th of November, and it will be quite different, but it will be lovely. But the thing we're asking you to do is fetch your own bread and your own drink. I don't know, it's scrimping again. If just something small in a small container. You don't have to fetch a picnic, just a little bit so that we can share it together. And we'll also, Palani will be, recording a service for those who don't use the website. He'll be putting a message out so that they too can take communion with us. Do you have any other notices? No. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Pam. We are both invited and commanded by God to pray. So prayer is the lifeline of a believer, of a church. And so, yes, 7:30 on Wednesdays, let us pray and let us bring every situation that comes to heart that we share as a church, let's call on God. And there is power in prayer. There is results in prayer. Our next song is from, we are given permission by Hendon Baptist Church, our sister church in Hendon. They've kindly given us permission, and thank you very much to them to use this song. It's got a video with it, and at the end of that song, Louise is going to come forward and give us a brief sharing. So, Hide Me Now from Hendon Baptist Church.
Over the last few weeks, Palani has been asking people to share anything that's been on their hearts and their minds, particularly in line with the fruits of the Spirit, which we're studying at the moment. And, you know, it's been great to hear from people over the last few weeks. And thank you, Joan, for last week. It was good to hear how God has been moving in your life. It's very moving. But this morning, I just wanted to share something that I've been reading. So this morning, one of the topics we're looking at is self-control, which is one of those words you don't think about very often. But for me, self-control means discipline. So anyone who knows me knows that I love to read. I just sit and read for hours and hours, but I really struggle to read Christian books. Quite happy to admit that. I find them quite hard going at times. Requires a lot of sort of time and brain power just to make sure that you're sort of taking it in properly and reflecting on it. So I sort of set myself a little bit of a challenge to try and read more Christian books, to try and help me in my understanding of the Bible and of God. So I came across something recently called The Big Church Read, and it's something that St Andrew's Bookshop have started. It's a national initiative, and it's a series of 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, and they ask everyone to read a book, and then they put little video clips online and some questions to help you think about what you've read. So a bit like a book group, but in a national form. So the first book is this one, and it's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry: How to Stay Emotionally Healthy and Spiritually Alive in the Chaos of the Modern World. So for me, it's a real discipline not to let life and all of its busyness get in the way of my relationship with God. You know, that's just an honest fact. whilst this book is quite casual in the way it comes across, it's written by an American, and some of the things aren't necessarily sort of relevant for us. There's a lot in it that's made me really stop and think about my life and how I live it and the priorities and those spiritual disciplines almost that sometimes get, unfortunately and honestly, pushed to the sidelines because, you know, there's the food shopping to do, there's emails to reply to, there's work, all these things. But actually, sitting and having time with God, praying for other people, talking about the Bible, you know, those basics, they sometimes get forgotten in my life. So this has really helped me just to think about my own self-control, self-discipline, and it's an encouragement really as well, because we do fail, you know, we all fail, we're human beings. But for me, just having the time to read through this book and just focus on those core things again has been really helpful. So I just thought I'd share that. Obviously, if anyone wants to borrow the book when we're safe to do so, you can do. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. It's been helpful for me recently, and just encouraging me to rest in God and make that time to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for sharing with us. It's really a blessing to hear and to see what God is doing in each one of us and how God is ministering to us. I still go on and encourage us to come forward if you have anything to share, if God is ministering to you in any certain way. It's really great to hear that, and thank you for those that have really come forward and share it. Please, let's go ahead and feel free to do so. And those online, remember that you can send in, you can phone in, or you can email, you can WhatsApp, in whatever way you can, and someone can read it for you, or someone can share for you. So now we come to the time of prayer. We've got the situation, as we know, there is the uncertainty around the pandemic. Schools are on half term. Children are at home, so we pray about that, and we pray for those with difficult situations within our fellowship, within our church, and within our community, and just bring them before God. So let's take a moment quietly where we are in prayer and bringing these situations before God. And I'll close that part of prayer in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we have prayers in our hearts and prayers in our minds that we are expressing to you silently in terms of being audible, but before your ears and before your eyes, you hear them quite clearly and loudly. We ask you therefore, Lord, that as we lay these prayer requests before you in faith doing so, we ask you to extend your grace, Lord, to this fellowship, to this church, to the other local churches that are in this area, Lord, and nationally right across the country and worldwide. We pray for the body of Christ as we grapple with the pandemic, with the situation, to know what God is saying and doing at this time, and also to be sensitive to the direction of the move and the direction that God is leading, and to be a witness to those around us, to be a witness to our community, and to be a witness to our neighbors and to our nation. Lord, we pray for the children when the school is on half term. We know that there's different needs that arise out of that. And Lord, we ask you for your grace and we ask you for your guidance. We pray for those with specific needs, Lord, in this situation that we're in, that those who are at risk even. Your Spirit will be present and your spirit will attend to their situations. We ask you, Lord, may the cry of our hearts and the meditation of our mind be pleasing to you. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, Helen did this song that we're going to worship God in next, Fruit of the Spirit. She did this song. We will worship in this song before we share the word, the Fruit of the Spirit, as we are ministering in the series of the Fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Helen, and thank you everyone for participating. Our reading today is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 11. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, where we read Galatians 2, 22 to 23, which lists the fruit of the Spirit. And today we are talking about patience and self-control. 2 Peter 1, verse 2 to 11. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We talked about love and joy. We talked about kindness and faithfulness. And so today we talk about patience, which in some translations will say forbearance or long-suffering, and self-control. We live in a world where things are becoming faster and faster. We want things, and we want them now. What we want, such and such. Well, do you want it now? We want everything here and now. There are benefits to that, to things being done faster, traveling, people being not taking months to get from point A to point B, but taking hours instead. There is benefits in it. There is a benefit in diagnostics, for example, people getting their diagnosis quicker and so on. But that seems to be affecting the way we live our lives in a certain negative way as well, where we don't become patient with one another or be patient with ourselves even. Where everything is instant, we often tend to look for everyone to be instant, and we look for ourselves to be instant, which often leads to frustration, to anger, to strife and arguments and frictions and so on. And it's sometimes helpful to be patient. It's often helpful to be patient. And thinking about patience, I think of patience in three areas. Patience, being patient with ourselves. Being patient with myself, being patient with yourself, remembering that after all, you're human. You're not always going to get it perfect every time. And so don't kick yourself too much. Yes, we strive for excellence. We strive to get things right. But just remembering that even in an exam, you pass an exam not necessarily by getting every question correct every time. A first-class degree is not necessarily a 100% score. I'm not advocating for mediocrity, but I'm saying sometimes we kick ourselves too much. Let's accept ourselves sometimes, that we do what we can. There are some things you can do. There are some things you just cannot do. There are some things that may not happen as quick as I want them to be. And there are some things that I may work harder on them to get them. But we need to be patient with ourselves. There are some skills that take longer to learn. If you want to learn typing, I'll make a confession here. I wanted to learn touch typing on the keyboard. I wanted to be able to look away and type, not with one finger, but look away and type when I'm looking away. I worked on it for a couple of weeks, and I got myself disappointed with the letter C. The letter C really put me off. I couldn't find it. I could type everything else, but when it came to C, I had to come back and look for C and try to remember which finger it was. Got to a point where I got myself discouraged and I said, I'm not going to do that. But I had to remind myself to be patient and keep working on it. And I'm still working on it. I haven't got there yet. There are some skills that take longer to learn. Talk of playing a musical instrument or driving. Some skill that take time to learn. Be patient with yourself. And there are some skills that once we've learned, sometimes they go. Sometimes we lose some skill. They say there's some languages that are easier to forget than others. There's some languages that, some skill that we lose. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. And let's be patient with one another as well. But be patient with yourself. If there's some skill that you don't always... anything you learn, you can unlearn. Anything we learn in life, we can unlearn. And if I find myself to have some skill that I may well have had, and if that skill is not as it used to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. And being patient with one another. Accepting that one another is human. Accepting that we have different strengths. We have different speed in doing things, in learning things, in catching things. The fruit of the Spirit, we demonstrate God when we become patient with one another. Imagine what God would do if he wasn't patient with us. I know what would happen with me because I really stretch God's patience sometimes. I know I do. And I probably am not the only one. If God wasn't patient with us, imagine what would happen. And so we need to demonstrate the patience of God with one another. What's easy for you may not be easy for the other person. What's automatic, natural, it comes natural. It may not come natural with the other person. I tried to listen to someone teaching footballers how to curve, how to take a curving free kick. I just couldn't work it out. I just couldn't work it out. It's one of those skills that I just couldn't work it out. How do you make it curve? How do you ever do that? This is not, again, an excuse to accept poor service or poor performance, but is to say we are so harsh sometimes in the world. The world has become so harsh with one another, particularly in the world of the here and now, in the and the instant world, where we want everyone to get everything done now and get it right now all the time. We could deal with a lot of stress from ourselves and from others, if we remembered to be as God is to us, to be patient. The scripture that we read talks about in verse 4. He said, through these, he has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. The fruit of the Spirit is about participating in the divine nature. When we become patient with ourselves and become patient with others, we are participating in the divine nature, in the nature of God. And the third area being patient with God. How often does scripture talk about, I will wait on the Lord. I will wait on you, God. The psalmist and many scriptures talk about waiting on God. Sometimes when we pray, we want it now or else. You know, we give God ultimatum. But we need to remember to be patient with God. We need to give God the chance to be God. Give God space to be God. The fact that we have prayers, the fact that we make our requests known to Him, doesn't mean that God is on our time watch. Sometimes God will do things in a way we didn't expect, or in a way we didn't wish for, or in a way we didn't hope for, we didn't pray for, or at a time that we would wish He had done things differently at a different time. But we need to be patient with God. We need to let God be God. As we come to Him, as we approach Him, as we wait on Him, let's remember that we are not God, but God is God. The Apostle Paul talks about, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, there are things I want to do. Those things that I want to do, I find myself not doing them. But I find myself doing those things I do not want to do. We are thinking self-control now. There are things I want to do, Paul says. There are things that I really wish I would do, but I'm not doing those. I find myself drawn to doing those things I do not wish to do. And then he uses that phrase that we often quote, "Oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin?" He says there is this struggle. Plato, one of the great philosophers, that well-known philosophers, he talked about that allegory of a charioteer. He says a human soul, a human being, is like a charioteer who's driving a chariot. And this chariot has two horses that are drawing it. One of the horses is well-disciplined and goes where the charioteer wants it to go. But there is another horse which is pulling its way, and it's going wherever it decides to go. When the charioteer wants to go this way, this other horse is ill-disciplined and will want to pull the other way. When I read Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm reminded of that picture that Plato gave in that allegory. Paul says, inside of me there is a desire to do the right thing. But sometimes I find myself drawn into doing that which is not what I want to do. And that charioteer is looking to control the chariot. I'm looking to control my life. I'm looking to be in good control. Self-control is an ongoing process. In verse 8 of the passage we read, For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, as though to say there is a growing, there is a development, we develop in the fruit of the Spirit. We develop in these qualities. We develop in controlling that horse who is out of control, who's pulling the wrong way. We develop in controlling that horse. My apologies, that's Romans chapter 7, not 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9 says, I discipline my body as though I am an athlete. Self-control is about disciplining ourselves as though we were athletes. An athlete, there are some people who are natural in their field. But even those who are natural athletes, they need training, they need practice, they need regular practice, regular training, getting used to doing what they do. 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, I discipline myself like an athlete. I exercise self-control. I practice it. If I miss it today, I try harder tomorrow. If I don't manage it today, I try harder tomorrow. I keep trying with regular training. The athlete becomes an expert in what they do. Self-control involves regular, frequently putting into practice that which I want to do. Even though the other horse keep pulling that way, I keep bringing it under control. And we're not doing this by ourselves. It's not the sheer willpower that gives us this ability, but it's Christ in us. It's God in us who gives us the ability to exercise self-control. A friend of mine told me a story how he went into a public office and he needed help there. They spoke to him in a way that was unpleasant. He was sort of dismissed in an unpleasant way. And he says, I controlled myself, but inside of me, I really wanted to explode. I felt I was losing it. He says, I controlled myself. I was polite. I stood for myself and I sort of said what I needed to say, and I wasn't going to accept the way I was treated and so on, but in a polite, gentle way. And I finished what I was doing there. He says he walked out, and when he got to his car, he says, I was still boiling on the inside of me. I really wanted to give them a piece of my mind. So he says he comes back into the office and he wanted to really give them the piece of his mind, what he was thinking. He thought I had been too soft on them. But when he was coming in, he meets somebody that he knows at the door, who then says to him, you know, the way you responded to how you were being treated, it made me remember that there are some people who really can hold themselves, because if it was me, I would have exploded. He says he then quietly walked back. He realized that he had exercised self-control and had been a witness to somebody. But on the inside of him, he felt, I wanted to explode. But someone else who was watching saw the self-control, saw the way he stood up for himself, and he wasn't going to really accept the way he was treated, but he did it in a manner that did not lose his testimony. The world is watching us. Our neighbor is looking at us to see how we carry ourselves about, how we exercise self-control, and how we control ourselves. And God enables us. Remember, it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of sheer willpower on its own. This is what God produces out of us. for us to be patient with ourselves, to be patient with one another, and to be patient with God, and in so doing, exercise self-control. For our closing song, Pam has given us Before the Throne of God Above. We're going to sing that song. We're going to worship God in that song without singing. Sing if you're at home, but here we're not going to sing. Before the Throne of God Above. Say the Lord's Prayer as a closing prayer together as we close the service. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Our service ends. Please do remember, Wednesday is 7:30. We are praying, and my phone number is in the directory. Remember, I'm in church work on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. I'm available if you have a prayer request, or you want to share something, or you want to talk to somebody. Feel free. I'm available Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Do call in. I will call as well, but do feel free to call, and we pray together, we share together. Wednesday, 7:30, prayer time. Thank you so much. Our service ends.